It's a drug war on U.S. territory, or is it? Why haven't we heard about what's going on in Puerto Rico as often as we've heard about drug violence in Mexico? Puerto Rico is not a U.S. state, but it is U.S. territory, and in 2009 it had a murder rate twice that of Los Angeles. The entire territory's population is about the same as L.A., but twice the number of dead in 2009, 894. The murder rate is being blamed on gangs battling for control of the cocaine and heroin trade. Here with us to talk about the escalating violence and a call for the National Guard to come in and deal with it is Puerto Rico's Secretary of State Kenneth McClintock, currently serving as acting governor of the territory while elected Governor Luis Fortuno is traveling. Mr. Secretary of State, good morning.
Glad to be with you.
So you've called out the National Guard. Why?
Well, yeah, the National Guard was called out several months ago to assist the Puerto Rico Police Department in combating the drug war that we are currently in, which is a war that is headed not only by Governor Fortuno and our superintendent of police, but on the federal side by the FBI, ATF, DEA, and our U.S. attorney, Rosa Emilia Rodriguez.
Now, when we hear about the drug war in Mexico, we're often describing a situation where drug gangs and drug militias in Mexico are actively battling the government. Is that sort of what's going on in Puerto Rico?
No, not at all. It's the drug war here is much more similar to the kind of drug wars that you will find in major U.S. cities for control of drug distribution points and sales and all that. And it is nowhere near what you have in Mexico and other Latin American countries.
Nevertheless, the brutality of the violence has been unprecedented for the state of Puerto Rico. Give us a sense of the severity and the individual crimes that have really motivated the National Guard to be called in.
Well, yeah, right now, you know, we do have maybe a 5 or 10% increase in the crime, the murder rate in Puerto Rico. But it's mostly people involved in the drug trade killing each other. So if you're involved in the drug trade, you may be unsafe in Puerto Rico. If you're just a regular citizen, you probably won't be in any greater danger than you are in any other major U.S. city in the U.S.
I understand that in part of the effort to drive these gangs out of the metropolitan areas, that what's happened is they've gone into remote areas, mountainous areas, where it's even harder to pursue them or find the perpetrators.
No, what happens is that when you go into an area where drugs are being sold, then you obviously are pushing the demand for drugs to move to other areas to try to purchase drugs. But so far, we're having more than 90% success in conviction rates with the people that were arrested, because for the first time ever, thanks to the fact that we have the assistance of the National Guard and the police can do their work better, and the great coordination that we have with U.S. Attorney Rosa Emilia Rodriguez and other federal agencies, when we arrest somebody, it's with video and audio evidence that helps the cases stick in court.
We're talking to Puerto Rico's Secretary of State Kenneth McClintock about the rise in crime there and the calling of the National Guard to deal with it. Sir, I think most Americans who might be inclined to visit Puerto Rico as tourists, and of course Puerto Ricans are proud Americans as well, might be disturbed to know that in some sense drug warriors or drug cartels consider Puerto Rico something of a sanctuary. Convince me that that's not the case.
No, it is not a sanctuary. It's a place where we are actively combating the drug trade. And whatever increase there's been in the drug trade has a lot to do with the fact that you have a lot of pressure to send federal resources to the U.S. border with Mexico, which is our second border. Well, Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, which is where the U.S. becomes a Caribbean nation, is actually the nation's third border. So whenever you have pressure from U.S. senators and congressmen and governors over in the Southwest, what the federal government does is move resources from other parts of the country over there. They don't hire new federal agents.
All right, let's focus on that then. Sir, you are suggesting, and it's concerning to me, and it seems to me the headline here, that there is a trade-off of resources going to Mexico that should be going to Puerto Rico, and your people are suffering as a result.
Yeah, and then when you strengthen the border with Mexico, well, then the drug traffic starts flowing from the Western Caribbean and the Gulf and through Central America and Mexico. It starts flowing to the Eastern Caribbean, where we are. And, you know, if we lose a Coast Guard cutter, or if we lose Border Patrol agents or whatever, you know, that weakens the nation's third border.
Before we go then, I mean, you don't have any oil there in Puerto Rico. You are U.S. territory. How did the people of Puerto Rico feel when the Felipe Calderon was having this high-profile visit to the United States, getting all kinds of access to President Obama, and the drug war goes on?
Well, you know, you have that, and then there's yet has to be a formal meeting between President Obama and the governor of Puerto Rico. There's yet to be a visit by President Obama to Puerto Rico. In fact, we have not had the visit of a sitting U.S. president in an official visit to Puerto Rico for 48 years, since December 1961. I was 5 years old the last time that my president visited Puerto Rico, which was John F. Kennedy back in 1961. So, yes, we are like out of sight, out of mind. And in that sense, what we would like to see is greater federal attention paid to the drug war and the crime war going on in Puerto Rico, in which the federal government has a lot to play with.
Sure.
But once again, you know, reemphasizing, it really doesn't affect the quality of life of normal citizens in Puerto Rico, because, you know, you don't have this going on in the tourist areas.
Right.
You don't have this going on in the regular residential areas.
And we certainly hope that that continues. Puerto Rico Secretary of State Kenneth McClintock, current acting governor of Puerto Rico, speaking from his home, talking about the rising crime rate and the National Guard being called to deal with it in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
So a real trade-off there, policy decisions being made at the Mexican border affecting what's going on in Puerto Rico. And certainly the impression there is that they're out of sight, out of mind.
Well, it's really rare that you see in such a clear way the effect of different priority decisions. When you make priorities at a national level, you know, it has real effects in other places.
It'll be interesting to see what the State Department's reaction to his comments would be. That
the comment about the president not having visited?
Well, first of all, the comment about the president not visiting, but secondly, the idea that resources devoted to the Mexican border take away resources devoted to what's going on in Puerto Rico and an escalation that's been happening.
And I think really what he's saying is that the emphasis on the Mexican border is actually making the people of Puerto Rico less safe.
Indeed, although he at the end there, he said, but tourists, fine.
That's
interesting. Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.